Maybe.
You can't see me, but I want to comment. Because this is incredibly comprehensive. I'm sure that many of you share my view that it's also mind-boggling in the sense that the content of it is really hard to put your head around. And I want to thank Pete for giving us this introduction, but I want to figure out a way for the board to engage with Pete and staff around the country to figure out, okay, what do we do? I mean, I listened to the presentation. You know, one of the things that occurred to me was that, well, we need 20 people. If we're going to create all these sites, use all these different kinds of technologies, have niche sites, social networking sites, blogs, interactive this, interactive that. I believe that what this board needs to do is to work with us on staff and to figure out where we're going, right? And I think this needs to be a collective conversation. And I look at what Pete has done, has laid out to us the list of possibilities. I'm not sure that Pacifica, if it wanted to, and I wasn't joking about 20 people. I mean, sites take time, right, to keep them going and to do the technical part, to do the news part. I think what the board needs to think about is, what are our goals on the Internet? I think we need a 5-year plan. What do we want to accomplish? What will the priorities be? I had an interesting interchange with Lemlem Rija, the interim GM at WKPFA. She wrote to me, she said, you know, you've got it all wrong. The Internet is not the future of our communication network. The radio stations are. And yet, you know, there are other people like David Adelson, and maybe Pete, I'm not sure, I haven't heard Pete say this concretely, who say, no, what the role should be is to use the radio to drive people to the web. And all of us, you know, we look at newspapers, we look at the New York Times, that they run a story, they say, for more information, go to our website. And the same thing, I listen to, you know, CBS Radio, they say, for more information or for this different story, go to our website. So it seems to me there are tremendous possibilities, and I think it's really important for the board to take leadership of this, rather than to, frankly, let staff do it. And that's not a criticism of staff. It's simply a question of, simply, at least in my view, the notion is that there are basic policy questions here. That given the list of options that Pete has laid out for us, how are we going to have a conversation in terms of choosing where the priority should be? And hopefully, if there's some time tomorrow, Pete can finish the presentation, but that we can have that kind of conversation to begin to develop that sort of 5-year plan. So I just wanted to end with that. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to stimulate some thinking and some planning for the board.